Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back at it on a 9 o'clock spot here on 96.5 The Fan on a Friday. He's not a player. He just crushes a lot. That's Sean Smith, who joins us every Friday at 9. Mr. Smith, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing all right. How y'all doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm just ready for the weekend. You know, I get a full slate of Sunday games. Get to relax until Monday, until the Chiefs play the Washington Commanders. Marcus Mariota at quarterback. What would you do to stop that man?
Oh, man, you already know what I'm going to do with him. Stop him? I know they're going to try to run the same kind of offense if Jalen Daniels was inside playing, but I feel like we can blitz him, but I think he still can run. You know what I mean? I think Spags is going to dial up all the blitzes to put pressure on Washington because they're banged up.
You know, when you're getting ready to play a backup quarterback, does that have an, you know, like a mindset effect? You know, you're going to see Mariota, not Daniels. As a player, do you sort of relax because it's human nature, or do you guys stay focused on the prize at hand and say, it doesn't matter who's back there, we got to play that same game?
Well, in this situation, because Mariota's been it depends on a backup. If the backup has been a starter, it's a little different. You know what I mean? If he's been a starter, you got more film on him. You know his tendencies. You also know why he lost his starting job, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of do the things that cause him to lose his job and do everything right. So I feel like for the most part, in this situation, Spags is going to blitz him, and they don't even have a run game. They got the rookie. He's pretty decent, but they're just so banged up. Washington's banged up right now. I'm not going to say this is a bait game, but this is a game that we got to go blow out like how we just did last week against the Raiders. Just being honest, because if not, it's going to be we don't need enough a tight close game to where the game comes down to the kicker again. you guys know I'm still upset with him.
Right. No, and I am too. Yeah, I am too. I don't trust him right now. And I made the point earlier, Sean, like once the Chiefs get to the 50-yard line and in, as they call that plus territory, it's four down territory from now on. That's the way I'm looking at it. If you're the Chiefs offense, once you get to midfield, it's no longer first and 10 with three plays to get 10 yards. You have to be thinking of the mindset of first and 10 with four plays to get 10 yards.
Yes. Not only that, though, Andy Reid and them mindset right now is let's score. We have to get up, especially like, as you see against Detroit. What do? We went for it. We have to go for it when we're down there. Not just only knowing the trust in the kickers, just it's our style of play now. We go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Whether it's a trick play or what, you know, even though I know it was a penalty on the play when we brought Minshew in, the wishbone, and Andy Reid is so creative, and that is scary as we head into November and December, and the Chiefs are very getting healthy and all the guys back.
Yeah, you coach youth football, obviously, at a high school level. Are you guys seeing more in that sort of gameplay where guys are going for it more on fourth down?
Very subtle. It just depends because of some schools have good kickers. Here in Texas, man, kids got good kick. They got good kickers out here, man. So, you know, it just depends where it's at. But, yeah, we played some games where coaches just go for it. Our coach, we'll kick the field goal. We have been kicking field goals. We got a kid that can kick, though. So,
no doubt. You watch this game, Deebo Samuel, Scary Terry, man. Those guys are – they're the real deal. Like, when you look at that defensive secondary, is this – is that where this focus goes in this game, is how they can control their two best weapons, which are their slot receiver and their go-getter and Scary Terry?
Yeah, I mean, well, we know what the plays they're going to run with Deebo. You either bring him in motion, hand the ball off to him. He runs a little sweep for about 6-7 yard plays. Sometimes he can hit home and get missing, though. You know what I mean? He also can run a little dig routes and crossing routes to get, you know, he's still a big receiver with speed that, you know, if we're playing man-to-man, hopefully he's not matched up with a linebacker if he's in a slot with Tranquil or somebody like that. That somebody's more fast than him. You know, it's a mismatch. So hopefully we do what we're supposed to do and we'll be fine. Scared Terry's going to make his plays. That's what you got to understand. Everybody's a professional football player still. You know, they're still athletes. They're going to make the plays.
Mm-hmm.
What surprises you so far 7 weeks of this season of this Kansas City Chiefs team?
Really, nothing surprises me right now. I told you guys at the beginning that how this was going to go. Like, literally how this was going to go. Everybody was panicking. You know, when you got injuries and you have your best receiver not playing, it's kind of hard to, you know, what you do in the training camp to expect to happen in the regular season when you don't have all your weapons in your power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, people don't want to, you know, admit to that and factor that kind of stuff in. They just think it's going to move along, and it really has in Kansas City for a while. And then you see what it's like when you get those guys back, and it makes everybody's job that much easier, including the defense, right? Like, the offenses can stay out there on the field, sustain drives, score points. How much easier is your job as a defender when the offense is putting up 30 a game?
Oh, it's so much easier, but also so much easier when the offense is taking the ball for 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you only have to go out there to play two series, and then two series, if it's 2-3 and outs, oh, man, it's a great day. You know what I mean? And that's what I try to tell. I was on a Kingdom Cast podcast last night, and they were talking about what's the difference in the Chiefs team now. I was like, there's nothing. I said, you got to think about it. People forget we were playing with a lead a lot last year, so the pass rush was there. They're saying people are saying there's a lack of pass rush. I don't think it's a lack of pass rush. We're getting pressure. We're also missing a lot of sacks, too. You go back to the Jacksonville game. If a minute who don't fall down, or if everybody tries to say Chris Jones doesn't take the playoff, everything, we make the tackle, game's over.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. You look at this offense that got Rushy Rice back again, played 40%, I think, of the offensive snaps, still got 10 targets. They say everybody's going to eat, but, you know, they might all eat, but somebody's definitely going to eat more. Do you see that trend moving forward, or is it going to be kind of how Bob thinks? One week it might be Xavier Worthy who gets, you know, 9 targets and Rushy Rice gets 4. Is it going to be the offense is going to go through number 4?
I think the offense is going through 4-1-7.
87. Yeah.
The offense is going through everybody right now. I'm just being honest with you. The more weapons, the more power, firepower we have, it's hard because what are you going to defend? Okay, who are you going to double? Double Rice. If you double Rice, 87 is going to get open. One's going to get open. 80 is going to get open.
Yeah, it's crazy, the amount of weapons, and that's why everybody just continues to say just pray right now, right? Like, they were saying that when Tyreek Hill was here, to go out there and pray to stop this offense, and now you've got Tyreek Hill times 4 other guys that you have out there on the field. You're going to be doing a lot of the rosary to try to stop this team.
Man, you're going to do more than that. You're going to need more than a prayer, I'll tell you that much, because with that speed and then the O-line blocking, as long as we don't have no penalties, a legal man downfield or a legal procedure because the offensive lineman is not up on, you know, a legal formation, I think heavily that we will be fine.
All right, I want to talk to you about the rest of the league and what's going on there. You got an owner this week ripping his quarterback in public. Tell me what you think of that and how that, you know, kind of factors into what's going on in the locker room with the Jets.
What's going on with the Jets is the owner's upset. I mean, he bought into Fields at first.
Yeah.
And then he's not his guy. I never thought Phil should have been the guy. I always thought Tyrod should have been the guy from the beginning. If you look at Tyrod's career, Tyrod's been a good quarterback when he was a starter. Besides, every time he always ended up having a fluke injury to just get him on IR and ruin his great season he always has. So I look for the Jets. I don't think the Jets go winless this year. I think Aaron Glenn is trying to change the mentality that the Jets had before. And, you know, he's also a former player. So he knows what it takes, and I think he's trying to get there, but it just took guys longer to buy in. Mm-hmm. And when you bring in a new system and new things, it's hard. It's not like the Jets are getting to going out there getting blown out. Come on, they had a division rival, Denver Broncos. They was beating them.
Yeah.
And then they tricked the game off.
Sean,
no different from the Giants beating the Denver Broncos. So it's like, come on, you know, it's any given Sunday. The Jets just got to home in on the final little things, and I think, you know, it'll get better. What's going on in the locker room? Yeah, it's bickering because you're 0-7, 0-6, whatever it is. It's miserable. There's nothing to come to work and feel happy about.
No doubt. Speaking of another team in Texas, has C.J. Stroud lost it, or is this just a down year?
All right. He needs receivers. He needs help.
Yeah.
That defense, Houston, Texas defense is good to me. If you watch them, those guys play good.
Mm-hmm.
It's that offense.
No doubt.
And I can't just blame it on C.J. Stroud because Collins is dropping a lot of balls. Mm-hmm. A lot of balls. He's throwing the ball. They dropping.
Yeah. Sean, I'm going to have the Hulk probably on Sunday, so I'll pay homage to you with the, the Hennessy and the Hypnotic. That's what I'm supposed to mix together?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to mix together, my man.
Okay, well, I'll send you a picture this weekend with a cigar of something and a Hulk in the other hand, my man.
All right, man. And you know, we get the W, man, and hey, we back in the division race all the way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, let's see what happens. And November's coming up.
You better believe it. You better, hey, be safe, be easy, Sean.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Coming up next, it's the guy that takes away Alex Gold's sexiest man in the building, Rob Collins of Fox 4, joins the roundtable next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.